good. All right, have a seat. All right. Okay. Wait. Look to your left. Look to your right. If you got britches on and the people on your left and right got britches on, shame on you. Standard reason for not having a date is I don't have time and I don't have money. You're here and this is free. Guys, you ask, and any girl that tells a guy that asks politely no, I hope God herniates your tongue. Okay, so, all right, so, all right. Hey, if I hadn't had a date with the world's foxiest great-grandmother 60 years ago, I would have a date with the devil when I died. Get excited. Glorify God in your life and with whoever your mate is, okay? All right. Before we get started, we need to get in a word with our sponsor, the one who fearfully and wonderfully made us. The one who you are while you are sitting here is carefully controlling your body temperature to make the 10 billion simultaneous chemical reactions occur at exactly the right rate by causing your capillaries to dilate or constrict, or worst comes to worst, sweat. And you don't even have to think about this, but God does. Isn't evolution wonderful? Okay. Sometime when you don't have anything else to do, just say, kiss my foot, Darwin. But anyhow, let's pray. Lord, I know that you're there, you care, you can, and you do, and we're here, and you're not surprised. You had all this in mind before you spoke the universe into existence. God, I pray that in the power and presence of your spirit, exactly what you want to happen will happen in this place, and make sure I don't get in the way and mess it up. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. On February the 7th, 2001, Brother Hiles had died the night before, and I preached. I want to share with you a little bit of that message right now. A group of fundamental Christians have gathered together in sorrow to mourn the loss of their leader. These are not ordinary Christians. They've given up much for their beliefs. They're misunderstood by their families and hated by many people. And now their leader is gone. You say, oh, what a tragedy. But I say no, because it's 2,000 years ago and 11 men have just watched their leader go to heaven. Those 11 men, in the absence of their leader, are about to turn the world upside down for Jesus. There are more than 11 people in this auditorium this morning. You say, tragedy. No, tragedy is the amount of time you spend outside of God's will. Maybe you ought to get excited. Well, we're going to fast forward. Now we're at Hiles Anderson College, sitting in chapel. A group of people are mourning the results of the last election. These are good folks. They've given up much for their beliefs and for their country, and now their leader is gone. And I say, oh, what a tragedy. We're about to kick it into gear. Maybe we ought to get with it. I think sometimes the darkest day is about to give way to the brightest outlook. I believe that many times the key to bringing that about to pass is as simple as a song. You say, simple? Brother Hiles said, simplicity is the vehicle by which profundity is transferred from one mind to another. Great minds use great simplicity and make great truths look easy, just as great athletes make their things look easy. Let me give you one of my examples. Suppose you wanted to convey the thought that Mary would give birth to the sinless Lamb of God, whose fleece was white as snow, and would never leave you or forsake you. Try this. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He followed her to school one day, which was against the rules, for you see, Mary went to a public school. Okay. I'm in my 59th year of teaching at the college level. Lots of things have happened, and I've had all sorts of things pass through my mind. But listen to this. The most profound truth ever uttered goes something like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's never changed. Simplicity really works. And you say, well, I'm hurting so bad, I don't know that anything could help. We're going to try this for a simple solution. We're going to see if a song makes a difference. Come up here, girls. As they're coming up here, I want you to get a glory scale in your mind. A glory scale goes between 0 and 10. 0 is how you feel if Biden gets elected. 10 is how you'd feel if Jesus was coming back today. I want you, everybody pick a number. How you feel on the glory scale? We're going to see if that number goes up.
Hallelujah.
How do you feel? It's amazing, isn't it? You say that was a simple song. Yeah, it was, but we're simple people. Yeah. And by the way, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Hey, what's the verse in that? Given. Past tense. The same God that has given us salvation has given us a sound mind. Maybe we ought to just use it. Okay, well, anyhow, we got to get the Bible into this. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're going to find out about somebody named Jehoshaphat. Can you say that? Jehoshaphat. Yeah, we're getting biblical already. Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was a good king. Everybody knows good things happen to good kings. Well, sometimes they come in disguises. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, starting with verse 1, it came to pass that after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them another besides, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Oh, three armies. I bet Jehoshaphat's getting nervous. He said, I wonder if I put my tithes in last week. I wonder if I did something wrong. It's amazing. And this is interesting. Read verse 2. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Engedi. Do you know who miseries are? Miseries are people that grin when they give you bad news. Your breath stinks. Did you know God puts those in all of our lives, right? Just make sure you're not the one, okay? And so what is Jehoshaphat going to do? If Pelosi had been around, he'd probably appointed a government committee to study the situation or something like that. You know, we got or muster the troops or something like that. Look what Jehoshaphat did. It's verse 3. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Can you imagine how this went on the 6 o'clock evening news? Ladies and gentlemen, three armies are massed at our borders, and our king has resulted to the simplistic solution of prayer. Nothing's changed, has it? No. But the good thing is, and all Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Maybe if we get a good, faithful leader, he'll rise up good, faithful followers. And that's what's happening here and there. Wonder what you do when you pray. Let's go down to verse 21. They're praying. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against the great company from which cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. That's kind of where we are, right? What can we do? Our eyes are upon thee, right? And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. It's a family affair. They're all standing in front of God for his glory. And then upon Jaaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, and the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Let's see, where two or three are gathered together, there am I. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Wonder what's going to happen. We're going to get a tremendous battle plan here. He's going to say something like this. We've got special stealth angels equipped with laser equipment. They're going to come flying in low over the horizon. Let's see. It says, this is what it says. Hearken, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, be not dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You know, God takes it personally when somebody gets after him. Our battles are God's too, by the way. We ought to trust him. Now, here's the plans. We're going to dig deep trenches, and we're going to call in stealth bomb. No. Look what he says. Verse 16. Tomorrow go ye down against them, for behold, they come up from the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Israel. He's saying, go look for them. If three armies were looking for you, would you look for them? Yeah. You know what you're supposed to do with your problems? Face them. Yeah. And so this is where it gets real good. Ye need not fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still. Did you know still targets are the easiest to hit? Man, I'd be dodging. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for tomorrow go out against them. The Lord will be with you. Man, wonder if they believe that. You say, I don't have that much faith. You drive on the Dan Ryan. Yeah. Okay. Good night. Yeah. And so, now how does they respond to this? Go find them and stand still. That's not a real good battle. It's an easy battle thing, but it doesn't sound too promising. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground with his hand. All Judah with the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God Israel with a loud voice. They're praising God out loud. When you go to a restaurant, do you have the prayer drop prayer? You drop your napkin, you know, you don't want anybody to notice you're praying. Boy, get excited. Praise God out loud. Won't people think I'm a fanatic? I hope they do. You know, why in the world would anybody wear a Chicago Bears t-shirt? Because they want them to think they're a fanatic about the Bears. Nobody on the Bears team died for them. It wouldn't do any good if they did. Be a fanatic for Jesus. Praise God out loud. Amen. You say, I don't believe in separation. Get in the crowd and say, praise God. You'll be separated. Good night. So they're praising God out loud. Now, they rose early in the morning. They probably didn't go to Hiles Anderson. They rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall prosper and invest in the stock. No, it doesn't say that about the stock market. Believe his prophets, those that preach this book, and ye shall prosper. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers with the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Where are the singers going out? Before the army. There's an army over here and there's an army behind you. They put you in the middle. What would you have done if you were a singer? I've got laryngitis today. Or I'll cut. Right? They went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing, if you'd been in that singing group, you wouldn't have been singing Be-Bop-A-Lula. Wonder what they'd sing. I bet they'd sing something, please God, right? And we ought to do that too, maybe. And listen to this. This is the whole thing. When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were, those lights are bothering me. I'll blame it on something else if I can't. Mount Seir, which were come unto against Judah, and they were smitten, for the children, smitten means whooped up upon and killed. This King James is hard to understand. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants, everyone helped destroy one another. Let's see, there's three armies. Did you know people that don't like you don't like each other? And they're sitting there, they're going, and the children of Israel are going, alleluia, alleluia. You know how to make somebody mad when they want to get in an argument with you? Don't argue back. They just get louder. And all of a sudden, one of them looks at the other one and says, you're not only ugly, your mother dresses you funny. And he whipped out a sword and they start killing each other. And the children of Israel are over there going, alleluia, alleluia. Yeah, that's amazing. And they killed each other. Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it? And then it goes on to say, and when Judah came to the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked and there were dead bodies falling to the earth and none escaped. Most dead bodies I've seen fall to the earth and don't go away. This Bible's hard to understand. But anyhow, listen to this. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped for themselves. And when they, all they could carry away, and they were 3 days carrying away, there was so much. If they'd have been fundamental Baptists, hot out here in the sun, and I'm just having to pick up all these jewels. You mean we're going to have to do this for two more days? Right? I sure got a blessing last weekend. You mean I have to do it again? Right? Boy. And it goes on, if you read down toward the end, it says that God gave Jehoshaphat rest from his enemies for the rest of his days. That's amazing, is it not? How did this start out? Hey, Jehoshaphat, three armies are coming against you. Right? How did it come out? What's going to happen? There's Democrats everywhere. Yeah. So anyhow, maybe we ought to get the right kind of music. Maybe we ought to get excited. Maybe it still works. Let's see. About 25 years ago, we had a fire in one of the boys' dorms over here. No one was hurt, but one floor was pretty messed up. And everybody's hustling, trying to put the boy somewhere where they'd be okay, because Brother Hiles was coming back the next day. And everybody's saying, it'll be okay. Brother Hiles is coming back the next day. And I remember sitting over there in chapel thinking, in a minute, Brother Hiles is going to walk out that door. And he's got a very, very profound plan of how we're going to cope with this dorm fire. I can hardly wait to hear it. Brother Hiles walked up to the microphone. This is what I heard. Everything's all right in my father's house. In my father's house. In my father's house. Everything's all right in my father's house. Where there's joy, joy, joy. And then I said, now I'm going to hear it. Y'all help me on this one. Everything's all right in my father's house. In my father's house, in my father's house, everything's all right. In my father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. By the time we got through that three times, who cared? The song made the difference. Maybe, we ought to get the right kind of music and sing it. You say, how do you know it's the right kind of music if it gives you the right kind of thoughts? Let's see, I'm going to teach you a word, thejiple. Say thejiple. True, honest, just, pure, lovely. Think on these things. You know, if you let your mind wander, it might not come back. But when I find, I promise you I do this, I try to consciously think about what I'm thinking about. And if it's not thejiple, it's time to change the thought process, isn't it? Yeah, get the right kind of music, because the right kind of thoughts give you the right kind of desires. Sometimes when I think about my wife a lot, it makes me go into a reflexive pucker. But anyhow, so get the right kind of thoughts. Years and years ago, had a little girl, rode one of our buses. Her name was Alicia. Her dad was delinquent, and her mother went from house to house. But her grandmother, every Sunday, no matter where she was, went and found her and dressed her up and put Alicia on the bus. When Alicia was 5 years old, she knew all the songs. When she was 6 years old, she won a prize for bringing the most visitors during a contest. And every Sunday, the grandmother went and found her. Frieda and I would go visit sometime when we found the house. You go in the house with all the doors open, rock music was playing, people in various stages of drug stupor. But Alicia was excited. She was going to go to church the next day. Alicia's mother was out of town for a funeral in Texas. And while that happened, she didn't pick her up that Saturday night. And her mother's current living boyfriend raped her, murdered her, and threw her body in the river. That made news all over the place. Frieda and I went to the funeral home for the viewing. There were all sorts of people leaning around, no hope on their face, and really leaning against the walls with nothing to say. And listen to this. The PA was playing rock music. Praise God, Alicia's mom let us do the funeral. I told Frieda the first thing we're going to do is we're going to change the music. I took a tour group. The funeral home was packed. I mean, people were standing out on the sidewalk. And went in, and everybody was sitting there in various stages of misery. And when the girls began to sing, good things happened. I think nearly 30 people got saved. The song made the difference. It still works. Maybe, just maybe, you ought to get excited. Maybe. Well, let's see. A group of fundamental Christians have gathered together, mourning the loss of their candidate for the presidency, wondering how it could happen. Are we in trouble yet? Open your Bible in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. See if you believe this verse. And we know. What things? All things work together for what? Good. Here's the disclaimer. To those who do what? Love the Lord. And are called according to. Did you know what? Does that verse still work today? I bet it does. I bet all we need is for the folks in this room to get excited and decide they love the Lord, and they're going to show it by being called according to His purpose. Maybe, just maybe, that's the answer. And maybe you could hum a song, hallelujah, hallelujah, when you do it. Let's just stand. We're going to have an invitation. Nobody needs this message any more than me today. Why don't we resolve that if 11 people can turn the world upside down in the absence of their leader, the folks in this auditorium ought to be able to make a big dent in the Chicago area. Why don't we decide we're going to love the Lord and serve Him according to His purpose? Dear Lord, I believe Your word still works. I believe the only hindrance to Your word is us. And help us to get the us out of the way and keep You first. Please. Amen.